Today is Friday, y'all, the end of the week. All right, welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and we got it going on today. It's Friday, it's sunshining, it's nice out. Oh boy, you couldn't ask for a better start to a weekend. What y'all think about that? I think, yeah, buddy. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Today is Freedom Friday, y'all. Y'all know what Freedom Friday is all about. Open conversation. Open conversation. I usually start out on one topic, and from there, I have no idea where we're going to go and where it may end up. But you'd be guaranteed, man, I'm telling you, it'll be interesting. For sure. For sure. Somebody going to end up learning something. I may be the one to end up learning something, but you never know until you listen to the show. And that's a fact. That's a fact. All right. So if you want to be a part of the show today and interact with me and the crew, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or join us in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. And that's all the ways you can participate in the show. And we welcome everyone to the show. You know, we don't turn nobody away unless you come in acting crazy. You know, then we got to send you to the insane asylum. Our version of it anyway, to La La Land. So, you know, that's all the things we got going on. Man, we got a song of the day for you today, being that it's Friday. I think y'all going to like this one because it's going to rock and roll, man. I'm telling you, we're going to be pumping it out. Okay. So, let's see, man. I tell you, yesterday we talked about some things, didn't we? And, man, I tell you, that was a very, 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 very enlightening conversation, you know. And I think Mr. Solution brought up a good, very good point, you know. You know, it's like when you ask whether it's a man or a woman, you know, what do they want in a mate? You know, they may mention a whole bunch of things, but one word they never mention is good. You know, so if that's the case, why everybody saying, well, I need a good man, I need a good woman? Because that's not something you're looking for, apparently. Or is that a non-brainer? You know, that if you're looking for somebody to be your mate, they got to be good. They have to be good. You know, there's just some things you need to think about. And you're like, you know. But I like his way he put it, though. You know, nobody actually, when they're describing what they're looking for in a mate, says, I'm looking for a good, you know, somebody make me laugh. You know, somebody's honest. Somebody's reliable, responsible, financially stable. But no word says good. And when we even asked Renee live on the air, and she said everything but good. So I'm just saying, you know, that was a very interesting point that was made. And I thought about that all evening. I'm like, yeah, that is a good point. That is a good point. But, you know, it doesn't really matter, though, because what you have is what you get. Okay. If you're with someone, then, hey, you, I gotta put it, you earn that person. Let's be honest. You attract, most of the time, you get what you attract. Okay? Let's just go on and make that clear. You know, if you're putting out a certain persona, that's the type of mate you're going to attract. Now, I'm not going to say every time, but 90% of the time, that's true. Oh, what's up, Mr. Cleveland? Mr. Cleveland already in the chat room clowning. I know he gonna enjoy the song of the day. I know he is. But you know, when it comes to looking for a mate, man, you know, some of the things you have to be aware of. You know, if you're running around in hoochie clothes, then you know, what can I say? That's 5 minutes of funk, Mr. Cleveland. 5 minutes of funk. I love that song. But anyway, so, you know, that's just a recap of what we basically talked about yesterday, you know. So, you know, if anybody want to call in and talk about that a little bit, we can. But there's some more, you know, there's some old, there's some new stuff we're going to talk about today. And it's going to hit we're going to talk about today, going to hit on the religion side of the house. And I'm looking for a very enlightening conversation, because what I'm going to tell y'all about is very interesting. And, you know, y'all just don't know, man. And y'all just don't know. We need to talk about that thing that's going on. So we're going to be talking about that, you know, and it's going to be interesting. It is. But you know what now? We're 8 minutes in. I need to get my shout outs here real fast. In the guest room, we got guest 1229, 1279, and of course, Mr. Cleveland in the house. Mr. Cleveland said, you know, the party don't start till I walked in, and I probably won't leave until the thing ends. In the meantime, in between time, you work your thing and I work ours. you thought I didn't know that, huh, Mr. Cleveland? All right. You're going to learn today. Gotta go. All right, man. Are y'all ready for your song of the day, man? Are y'all ready for the song of the day? I'm telling you, I got something for you. You know, I was going to play one song, then it hit me, man. It really hit me. I said, y'all know what? I feel like it's Friday. You know, it's Friday. You're supposed to be ready to do some things and get to have your blood ready to go. And I figured out there's only one type of music that can really get you going. Only one type of music, piece of music that can get you going like that. And you know what it's called? It's called funk, baby. It's called funk. That's right. And you know, there's no funk like the P-Funk. You know what I'm saying? I know some of y'all don't know about that P-Funk, but that's the true and real funk, man. I'm telling you. So without further ado, here it is, some P-Funk with Aqua Boogie.
I am Sir No, D-Boy of Funk. I can't swim. I never could swim. I never will swim. I'll put me down. Back on my bed. I told you I could use that.
That's that P-Funk, y'all. That's that P-Funk. Oh! telling you, that was that P-Funk right there, boy. That was that P-Funk. Y'all know, some of y'all don't know about that P-Funk, but I'm telling you, man, Parliament, boy, I'm telling you. Woo! If that didn't get you ready for the night and the weekend, I don't know what else doing. Woo! Buy your Alpha Disco Beta, buy your Opportunity, or something like that. Anyway, yeah, boy, I'm hyped now. I'm really, really, really hyped. Woo! Golly, man, I'm telling you, that's the way to bring Friday in, y'all. That it is. Once again, welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am Mr. Talk, and woo! Man, we just got fun having some fun with the P-Funk. I don't know. I'm going to have to play that in the middle of the song again, in the middle of the show, just to keep y'all awake. Oh, Vernon, my brother, what's going on? You know, I see you always listening. I just got to give you a shout out because, you know, all right. So, let's see. We got a Laura Evans in the chat room. Hey. Of course, we got that intellectual H2O up in here. Okay, guest 1279, guest 91, 1291, guest 1309, guest 1312, guest 1314, and guest 1357. And we got, of course, the beautiful open mic in the house. All right, so, hey, we getting there. I'm telling you. Woo! And I'm seeing, boy, my switchboard is, like, busy. All right, so, hey, I'm ready to have a great show today. What about y'all? Y'all ready for a great show? Once again, if you want to participate on the show today, just give us a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or join us in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. All right, so that's it. That's all. Let's get ready to talk. All right. Y'all know what I want to talk about today. I'm going to start it off with this. Like I say, it's Freedom Friday. So whatever's on your mind is what we're going to talk about. You know, I'm going to start it off and then we can chat about it a little while, or you can bring in a new topic. Hey, it's Friday, man. I got my hype on now, so I'm ready to deal with any of y'all craziness today. Anyway, here it is. This is what I want to talk about. Sudan woman faces death for apostasy. A Sudanese court has sentenced a woman to hang for apostasy, the abandonment of her religious faith, after she married a Christian man. Now, you know what y'all think about that? They have already sentenced her to hang. Now, here's the thing about this, because she says she's a Christian. But here's the part about that, okay? Now, it's all crazy, man. It's all crazy. All right. She also was sentenced to 100 lashes after convicting her of adultery. And they convicted her of adultery because her marriage to a Christian man was not valid under Islamic law. All right. So she would be given 100 lashes. Of course, you know, they won't be administered to after she has recovered from giving birth. And the same with the hanging right now. You know, they're not going to do nothing until 2 years after, you know, she's finished with the birth. And, of course, her lawyers are appealing. But here it is. She was convicted of adultery on the grounds that her marriage to a Christian man from South Sudan was void under Sudan's version of Islamic law, which says Muslim women cannot marry non-Muslims. Now, here it is. Here's the stink on this thing, all right? Oh, man. Now, it all goes back to her birth and her family, you know, her family tree. Okay, now it was like her. I got it here somewhere. I done beat up my microphone. Look at that. All right, basically what they're saying is, you know, she's abandoned her Muslim faith. And when you mention apostasy, apostasy, in the Muslim world, that's the same as committing treason in the United States. But it's against, you know, their Islamic law. Now, and here's the thing about this. as I was reading and researching this thing, you know, it's interesting because depending on what type of Muslim you are or what part of Islam you follow, you know, there's one that says the man is the only one that can be killed, and the lady, the woman, be put in imprisonment for life. So if that's the case, you know, why is this woman sentenced to hang, you know, as in by the neck until you are dead, okay? But the bigger issue here is, if this is allowed to go on, and I know y'all going to say, well, this has nothing to do to America, but does it? I mean, this lady has said she's a Christian, okay? She's a Christian, all right? And she married a Christian man, her husband. But she's accused of abandoning her religious faith and guilty, which carries on under Islamic law in the country. What? Yeah. Well, you know what, Deep H2? Well, I'm glad you said that. Because actually, you know, as far as Islam, you know, that's fine. But as in the Christian church, it means to fall away from the faith. Therefore, apostate is someone who has once believed and then rejected the truth of God. Apostasy is a rebellion against God because it is a rebellion against truth. In the Old Testament, God warned the Jewish people about their idolatry and their lack of trust in him. In the New Testament, the epistles, one warned us about not falling away from the truth. Apostasy is a very real and dangerous threat. And also, here's another thing. In the Christian faith, it says there will be an apostasy that is associated with the appearance of the Antichrist. Most Christians are looking for the arrival of the Antichrist, but very few are looking for the apostasy that must come first. Now, and see, here's what I'm talking about right here. Yeah, Mr. Cleveland, you're going to have to explain that one. Now, see, once again, and if you read this last one, you know, if you take a look, not only in the Sudan where they're going to hang this woman for being a Christian, but if you notice what's going on in the United States alone, you know, many of the young people and some of the older middle-aged people and older people, you know, they are straying away from so-called mainstream religion. They're straying away now, and why I think this is so important, because this is going to set a real interesting precedent. Now, I know some of y'all gonna say, well, it ain't gonna matter because we're in the United States, but if we keep continuing to head down, you will be prosecuted for your beliefs. It's coming, you know. Now, the definition is a little unilateral, but yet being unilateral, H2O, is handled differently. It's handled differently because here in the United States, we have what they call the freedom of religion, right? So, and over there, if it's Islam or nothing, there is no freedom. And now, is that right? Is that right? Should that be the way it should be? No. You know, okay, Islam is the main one, but, you know, that's what you got to do. You know, so I don't know. Let me open Mr. Cleveland up. He's been waiting patiently, so let me bring it in. All right. Mr. Cleveland, welcome to the show, sir. Yeah, I see you was in there partying with me.
Hey, what's going on, Mr.
Toss? Nothing, man. What's happening?
I've been waiting patiently, and patiently I have been waiting.
I hear you. I hear you.
You really showed your ass on that damn. Matter of fact, I'm still trying to get my damn finances together because it's stinking up in here, man. That damn P-Funk got it. It did, man. My finances still ain't clear from that.
I know, right? I know, man.
You got to have a way to kick the goddamn Friday off, man.
Yes, sir. I was just feeling that way. It's Friday, you know. We got to kick it off right.
And I'm hoping that I heard you say earlier that I may even play it in the middle of the show. I hope you do, because some people don't understand the power of the goddamn funk. If they didn't grow up in our times, then they do not understand the power of the goddamn P-Funk. Because George Clinton and the Parliament and all them, they're a motherfucker, man.
All right. But see, Cleveland, you got to understand, sir, we don't do all that language on the show, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
I know I haven't read the rules in a while, but I'm just letting you know.
No, I know, because I know how you run your show. And matter of fact, before I even get on the topic, last night I was in the chat room, and mm-hmm. I was missing you, and I brought you. I said, I wish Mr. Cleveland was here, because the show was just, like, out of control. And I was telling them, and then Truth Seeker was like, yeah, but if Mr. Cleveland was here, the show would be regulated, because last night I was on the show, man, and Cass was talking out of tone, they were talking over one another, and you could really couldn't get nothing in.
Wow.
At all, huh? I was like, sick about it, because I'm like, Mr. Cleveland don't play that. Had this been his show, I mean, Mr. Talk don't play that. Had this been his show, they shut down. I mean, you know, I mean, he would have been hitting people with the bullet shots. Bah, 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 bah.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But anyway,
yeah, that's true.
As far as, like, the things go with, like, as far as being Muslims, people getting kidnapped, they doing all this stuff over there in them other countries. If you're Muslim, not here in America, I'm not talking about the bow tie and Louis Farrakhan and all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it is a difference between them Muslims and the Muslims over here. And Malcolm X explained that before he got killed, that the fact that he had went over there and seen that it was other Muslims.
But
my thing is that if you're Muslim in another country, not here in America, and you're someplace else, you got to abide by the laws. Now, mm-hmm. I know that we don't like the laws. We don't like what they do over there. But that's the Muslim culture over there. As far mm-hmm. as, like, women, they got to stand behind the man, walk behind the man, can't uncover their face, blah, blah, blah. And I know that some of our black brothers here try to emulate that, but it's not the same. Because
mm-hmm.
they take that shit serious. Well, I'm sorry. They take that seriously over there. I didn't mean to cuss. They take that seriously over there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get killed in another country behind Islam.
Right.
If you step out of line or act the wrong way, whether you're man or woman, you can get killed. Secondly,
I agree.
I don't have no.
Yeah.
I know you said about the lady getting hanged or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't really tripping on that. And the reason why I'm not, and I posted this in the chat earlier, I said I don't care really about the woman getting hanged. If somebody was like, well, why or whatever. When you look at our history here in America, you, me, because you are a black man, just like I
mm-hmm.
am, and every other black person in this country. We tend to take other countries and people getting hanged, and we're all really concerned about it, and blah, blah, blah. Man, we got hung over here in this country for years.
Mm.
Years. And I'm
mm-hmm.
not just years, but I'm talking about centuries. They hung us with no disregard, didn't care how the family felt. If your daughter was out there watching, they didn't give a damn, you know, whatever. So I'm not sympathetic to other people in other countries getting hanged, because I feel like we should focus on, now this is just me, on our problems here in America. Now I know that people may say, well, he's wrong for that, whatever. But I'm serious, because we get treated as black folks, second-rate citizens. Matter of fact, it's so bad because we were here before Hispanics, but if you look at the statistics, Hispanics are higher on the rate than us. I mean, we like lower tier. So, I mean, I'm not tripping on nobody else or no other countries, because we don't get treated right over here. And that's just my take on
mm-hmm.
it.
Okay. Well, you know what? You have some very, very correct points. You know, you have some very good points. I mean, if you look at it that way, you are absolutely correct. You know, you're correct. You know, as far as we being the lowest tier, it's easy to blame everybody else. But I think in a roundabout way, we put ourselves on a lower tier. You know, because we haven't decided to stick together and what's the word I'm looking for? Stick together and push, you know, demand.
You're right about
that. Demand what we want from anybody you know, anybody besides we going around killing each other, which, you know, falls right into the plan.
Exactly.
Of them, you know, files right to plan. Let them kill from within. Then we don't really have to work that hard. So you have a good point.
Huh.
But my thoughts with the lady was, I'm like, you know, it's I guess, you know, I understand she lives in an Islamic country. I understand that, you know, but I still feel, you know, there should be room for, you know, just different religions. You know, without having to worry about you being hanged or threatened, you know, to have your hand cut off and stuff like that. But then again, I have said on the show earlier in my airtime that I think some of those laws we need to bring over here in the United States, and it would curb some of that the crime that we do have going on. I mean, that's what I think anyway. But I see knowledge.
Mr. Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I'm going to catch you up, but. And the reason why I brought that up as far as, like, her being over there, and whenever you live, like, in a Islamic land, whether it's third world country or Africa, Iraq, wherever you're living at, she's a Muslim. Now, they don't all have to choose to be Muslims, but we do understand that some people get killed who are Christians because they're not Muslims.
Right.
Just like
well,
some
see.
Muslims get killed in other lands because they're not Christians. My thing is, you know the rules when you sign up for it. Now, whether your family got you involved, you didn't have to take that role, but that's the role that you want. So because you are in the country that you are in, you have to abide by the rules, whether that means hanging or stoning or whatever. Mr. Talk, if you live in, just say, Ghana, Iraq, wherever you lived at, and it was like an all-Muslim state, you violated the rules. And it may seem minor to you. Now, in America, see, over here, we have a tendency to play stuff on the media like, oh, well, this woman or this man is going to get hanged, he's going to get stoned to death. But at the same time, nobody ever says, well, they are following this certain religion in this country, so that's where the laws abide at. It's the land of the law. I mean, law of the land or whatever.
That is true. That is so true. That's a good point. That's a good point. You know, but here's the thing. You know, here's the thing. Nobody really knows whether she said she was Islamic, because one thing we know is she says she's Christian. Now, and it has to do a lot with the birth and her mother, and I think her mother was Christian, but her dad was Muslim, but he was never around, and so that automatically made her Muslim. But that's why they feel that since marrying this Christian man and saying she Christian, you know, that goes against Islam, and she must pay the ultimate price.
You already know that as far as Christians go in like a foreign land, Christians don't get no respect. If it's ruled by Muslims, then basically it's a Muslim land. I don't give a damn if you're Christian, you believe in Jesus or whatever. If they say it's Muslim over here, then whatever you believe in, that's just out the window.
That's true. Let me bring Knowledge in. He's been waiting patiently. So let me get him in and let him get his 3 cents in. All right, Mr. Knowledge, welcome to the show, sir. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon, Mr. Talk. Good afternoon, Mr. Cleveland. How are you, gentlemen, today?
We're doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. Well,
hey,
what's
going on, man?
Good. Here, let me try to keep this as simple as possible. It probably means it's not going to work, but I'm going to try.
I can't hardly hear you. Are you a speaker or something?
Yeah, because you're breaking up.
All right. Let me give me a second to fix that.
Oh, okay. And then to top it off, you know, she's 8 months pregnant from what they're telling us.
Damn.
So. Yeah, she 8 months pregnant, but they're not going to enforce anything until she have the baby. So
okay.
Yeah, so that's interesting.
At
but
least
see,
they do
was
have some kind of compassion.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. And you know, and that's the thing. They allowing the lawyer is going to appeal it anyway. But there were other cases, and they sought asylum up in London, I think London and France, or Italy, France, I think it was. So,
okay.
You know, this not the first time that they have, you know, gone, put this out there force somebody to do this, but I think what mainly is because it's a woman and she's pregnant, you know.
Do you remember that story a few years ago where the woman in Africa, she had an affair on her husband, and they had sentenced her to get stoned to death? They end up eventually overturning the case, and she didn't get stoned to death. But my thing is, if I lived in a country like that, if America was like that, I'd be trying to get up out of here. If they're going to stone me to death for cheating on my wife or doing something wrong, hey, I'm ready to leave, man.
Mm.
But I know it's not that simple with people coming from other countries. I know they just can't up and leave.
Right. Well, that's some good stuff there. But, you know, I was thinking the same thing. I said, well, she got all this time, you know, have a baby and she can roll out. Well,
yeah,
you know how that worked too. You know, I'm sure they're gonna have people watching her. So, you know, if she gets out, she's gonna have to be smuggled. That's for sure. Let's see what we got going on in the chat room. You sure are crazy. Say funny. Some say if a religion is violent, that then it's okay that women are killed. We have honor killings in America by Muslims who hate to see their daughters act Western. All right. Now, wait a minute. Before we go there, this is not a Muslim bashing thing now, okay? Let's put that out. We not about bashing Muslims, okay, or Islam. I'm just stating a point that's what's going on in the Sudan. All right? So, you know, because I see some craziness going on here. You know, I see some going in the wrong direction. Yeah, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me any better?
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
All right. It's really hard to understand things that happen in the present when you don't know the history of the past. When we get into these discussions about religion and religious dogma, it's imperative as individuals that we understand the history of these religions and how they operate. Now, when I made the comment about apostasy, it's very clear what that is, regardless of what religion you ascribe to. It's the same. It doesn't have a definition in Islam that's different from a definition in Christianity that's different from a definition that's the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, whatever the case may be. It's all the same. And I like to pose this question. A lot of Christians have no problem with the fact that George Washington was granted apotheosis in this country. A lot of people are not even familiar with that term, which means that a person is given godhood. And that was done in, if you go to Washington, D.C., forget what monument it is, but they mimicked the Sistine Chapel and the Michelangelo painting. And if you look at the top of the rotunda, you'll see George Washington in that same figure that you find in the Sistine Chapel. My point in bringing that up is when you don't know the inner workings of organized religion, some of the things that happen will never make sense whatsoever. According to the article, she was born into this, basically, is what happened. And because her mother was Christian,
mm-hmm.
she sided with that as opposed to the Muslims. Now, according to Muslim lore, the father is a Muslim, and
mm-hmm.
she was
right.
born into that, then that's what she is.
Yeah.
This is a problem that you run into when you're dealing with theocratic rule.
Right,
That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like this particular region, this particular country is operating governmentally on a theocratic level.
Exactly.
Not democratic, not socialist, not any of the things that we're familiar with. Theocracy.
Strictly religion.
strictly religion.
Well, so, see, you know, and I think that's where that's, I think, we'll just go back real fast and with something you said about the mother and father. And I think that's where this thing gets really sticky at, you know, because the father really wasn't there. But being, you understand what I'm saying? But being that she did have a father and he was Muslim, you know, that's what they said her religion is Islam. Well, but her mother was Christian, and then she married a Christian man. So, you know,
but I understand. Hey, you know what? I agree. A lot of points that the caller made, I agree with, because if you look at this country, and me and my wife talk about this all the time, even to this day, even though it's like years and centuries after stuff happened, if you look at America, it was built and founded on Christianity, basically. But if you look at how they did black folks, now, the thing with me and my wife is we always talk about if it's built on Christianity and it's supposed to be forgiven, it's built on the Bible because we're supposed to forgive everybody, why did they treat black folks the way that they treated them? And my thing is that, yes, it was cool to use. I watched a documentary not that long ago, and the cat was up there. He was using the Bible, preaching about slaves in the Bible. But at the same time, he was beating slaves. He was like, oh, well, the Bible says that slaves and do unto me. But they built this country. If you look at Sears and Roebuck, the company now. Now, I shop at Sears. I ain't even going to lie to you. I like Sears. It might not be right, but I do like shopping at Sears. Sears and Roebuck. A lot of these railroad companies all built off of slaves. My thing is that we do a whole lot of wanting to solve other people's issues in other countries, but we still have not addressed the question here of why is it that Christianity was allowed to get away with all these atrocities, but yet we support other countries. And then say, well, it's not right if they kidnap somebody, if they do this one, but we haven't addressed ours. Now, the Jews have, because the Jews didn't pay for life from America, which what happened to them didn't even have nothing to do with America, but they, America would pay them for life. But yet we, as white folks, can't get nothing. And then that 40 acres in the mule never even come true. Now, we ain't asking for a whole lot. What the hell is a goddamn mule and 40 acres? It ain't a lot. But yet the Jews come over here and they get millions and millions of dollars. And then if me and you speak out against it, we wrong.
So you're wrong?
Can I comment on that?
Go ahead.
First of all, the United States was not built on Christianity. What the United States was built on was, and this is, even this is debatable, okay? The United States wanted to be a country where, based on your religious beliefs or whatever that may be, that you wouldn't be either ostracized or vilified or persecuted based on that. Majority of your founding fathers were deists. They weren't even Christians. However, what they did was they used Christianity as the moral compass for the way that they wanted the nation to be governed. Not in the sense that it's a Christian nation. They were using Christianity just like you use a car as a vehicle to get from point A to point B to point C, back to point A, whatever the case may be. What happens is that people will take up the mantle of either Christianity or just like they print on the dollar bill, in God we trust, and we all know what the hell does God have to do with money? Absolutely nothing. However, that whole idea is always being personified as the moral ground that we stand on, when all actuality, it's really not. Most of the human atrocities in the world
Well, what about the Jews what about the Jews being taken care of over here compared to like, the people who actually built this country?
It's the same thing. It's used as a vehicle. Let me give an example. Have you ever noticed that most of your most famous Jewish names are after stones and rocks? Silverstein, Goldberg, Rubenstein, Silverman. Have you ever noticed that? There you go. Now, why is it that you have this particular group of people who are naming themselves after precious metals or rocks or stones? Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Is that for religious purposes? Or are they using religion as a catalyst to mandate their position in life?
Well, you know, and you know what? Thinking about that, I'm going back to 1993 and the Branch Davidian cult. Y'all remember that? David Koresh?
Yes. Wake up.
They put him on the siege for 51 days. 51 days.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't destroy it. Burn it down. 95 lives.
All based on the premise of the fact that they were stockpiling weapons.
And the whole thing about that was, once I seen it, he really wanted to come out, but because the U.S. just attacked him, you know, I mean, just like if the sheriff was rolling up to your crib today, and you know, okay, yeah, I sell dope, I sell drugs, whatever. If they get hostile with you, then, of course, the natural reaction is going to be to get hostile back.
All right. Let's see. In the chat room, okay.
You got a good show, man.
Well, thank you. Let me bring Mr. P. Yankee in. I know he's been waiting. We haven't heard from him since the other day. Hello, Mr. P. Yankee. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good, Eric. I'm going to say something to Into Knowledge. Into Knowledge?
Yes, sir.
What you just got through saying is the truth. Congratulations. I'm going to get your address off the line so I can mail you your reward.
Okay.
Very good. Very good observation. Very good observation about those Calvinists who are the founding fathers. But let me tell you something else, though. On the issue of Jews, see, there's two types that word applies to. One, the first thing come to mention for those who are the subjects is that it's about religion. But for those who are into knowledge, it's about a club.
Exactly.
It's about being a member of the club. If you look at the owners, what is it, 23 of the 30 owners of the NBA?
NBA.
They're Jews.
Exactly.
Ain't got
exactly.
shit to do about religion. It's about that club that sit down around the table and they discuss things, they say things. During the cocktail hour, they two of them over here, three over there, and they talking. You know, we used to do the same thing here in the field of work that I was in. They had an association. And before dinner, we'd go have monthly dinners, and before it'd be groups of them standing around. We'd be talking. And we'd be talking what the projections are going to be, what's coming down the pipe. We're going to get involved in this. Hey, do you want to get involved with this too? And so on and so on. That's exactly what the club is all about.
Is Donald Sterling on his way out, or just be honest with us, because you know he's not going nowhere.
Well, you know what the conversation should be with the players using their leverage is about getting more black owners.
Exactly.
If you get more black
Michael
owners,
Jordan
then you
is
have
the only
more black
owner in the league.
You're right. If you had more of them, then you would start seeing blacks show up in the marketing, in the front office, the general manager, sports medicine, training, and so on, so concessions, and so on, so on, so on.
Yeah, but see, that goes all the way back to the number one issue that's facing us, and that's the resources. We don't have the, you know, how many of them got resources to go out there?
You got the resources. You got the resources.
Where are they?
But it would have to be a combination.
You got Oprah. Oprah Winfrey can, matter of fact, Oprah can buy two teams if she wants.
No, she can't. She can't do it by herself. She has to have help.
Maybe not. But what I'm saying, she has enough money to at least buy one team. You do got blacks out here who got the money, and they may have to pull other resources to get in. Not saying that they don't have the money, but they may have to pull other resources from outside of the black race just to get in. But they can't get up in there if they really wanted to.
Well, yes, you can. You can get up in there. Don't say you can't, just you can. As a matter of fact, people with money really do like good competition. Well, I ain't going to say they like entirely, but competition is helpful in many cases at a time. I would rather have, I mean, think about it. You would rather have 10% of 10 things than 100% of one.
Exactly.
Right. So that's basically all it's all about.
Right.
All right.
And competition is inherent in a free market system. For whatever reason, and I agree with what Pianchi is saying, is black people, this seems to constantly escape us. This bit of competition and just as an example, here in Georgia, they have the Masters every year. That's part of the Grand Slam of golf. It's one of the four biggest tournaments that golf has on the professional level in the world. Now,
right.
Here in Georgia at Augusta, women are not allowed. Nobody's taken this to court. It hasn't come up as a civil rights violation or a sexist violation or anything.
Well, you got the real. They just begin allowing blacks in there. So, I mean, black men.
My point is that no one has been able to take this up with them on a legal level and even get it in the court.
You know why come Floyd Mayweather said he was interested in owning that team?
Why?
Simple. Because it brings about 25% interest return on investment every year.
That's right.
Where in the hell else are you going? Other than an African country, can you get 25% return on your investment?
But first, legally. First of all,
what?
Mayweather and like people like Oprah, Magic Johnson. Now I hate to bring them equation, but they have the money if they wanted to. Not to just necessarily buy the team, but to invest in the team. And when Diamond Sterling first started out, he started out with $12 million or whatever. He invested in the Clippers. Now he worth over $1 billion. My thing is that we all say, where are the black folks at? Why we don't just back down and boycott, blah, blah, blah. First of all, you have to have some people that's willing to even put money in. Now, I'm not saying, see, black folks' money ain't the same as white folks' money. Now, some of y'all might not agree with me on that, but
I'm going to say that again.
Black folks' money is not the same as white folks' money. So whenever we do something, we have to have investors. We have to have people backing us. White folks, when they go out and throw out $1 billion, $2 billion, they ain't got to have nobody behind them because this is my money.
Yes, they do have somebody behind because nobody's going to put all their cards on the table at the same time.
Well, who is behind Donald Sterling right now? Tell me that because nobody is.
Donald Sterling.
I feel disrespected because the
Clippers is in a foundation. It's in a foundation. It's not
but,
in his
but
name.
I know it's a foundation, but all I'm saying is that even a foundation.
And he really don't want to sell it. He want to pass it on to his children.
Black
because
right.
If you sell it, then
you're
going to give. You're going to give Obama about $300 million.
Exactly.
So nobody wants to do that.
Right. Yeah. All right.
And then my thing, let me ask one more question. All this thing about Michael Sam. Now, I like the brother. He's black. He's doing his thing. I ain't got nothing against no black man. But now all of a sudden he wants to come out with a documentary on an open show
Yeah.
And Stephen A. Smith, now I really do like Stephen A. Smith because I do look at this show every day, First Take. And the fact that they saying that he's kind of like taken away from football because now all of a sudden you want all this other stuff. But then just the other day he came out and said, I'm all about football. I don't care about nothing else. It's about football. I'm going out playing hard. I don't care what y'all saying. But then you come out with this shit.
Well, that thing that he done was staged.
He played.
He has a stage.
He played
it. His stage, that was staged because of the reality TV show. It was a staging. Look at all the cameras and the angles and the lights and things that was there for to you know, it was a photograph. It's a portrait. Mm.
Mm. Yep. But hold on. For anybody to say, like, hold on. Let me bring Beasley in. He's been waiting patiently.
Oh,
Mr. Beasley, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm listening to the conversation.
What's up, Beasley?
Hey, how's it going? I haven't heard that much of it, but I heard Pianki say, speak to that black owners, more black owners would create more black people all throughout the, you know, the executive levels in the different sports franchises. And that's not necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessarily true. One doesn't go with the other. And
exactly.
And dark skin or being of African-American descent doesn't guarantee or indicate people acting or behaving a certain way. And take Clarence Thomas, for example.
Oh, that motherfucker fell off. I'm
well,
sorry.
Well,
Clarence Thomas is not no business owner. No. Clarence Thomas is a jurist, but it does equate. When I started.
No, let me finish.
Go ahead.
Let me finish. I'm not sure that it does equate where it's an exact science, where that you know that black people are going to hire black people in the particular positions in franchises. I don't know when Robert Johnson owned the Bobcats. I don't know that he did it there, and yeah. I'm sure you're going to hire the most. They're going to want to hire the most qualified person, and maybe they'll give some blacks a chance. But I don't think it's necessarily true. Now, the gentleman that was speaking made a very good point that black folks' money really just doesn't compare with the
that's
other money.
Beasley, that's me, Mr. Cleveland.
That's an excellent point. And another bigger point is that even your black icons there that are out there in the forefront are really nothing but high-paid spokesmen and
mm-hmm.
front people. If you look
yep.
at Jay-Z, Jay-Z's owned by Live Nation.
Front man.
He's a front man. Even his sports agency is all connected. It is
mm-hmm.
all connected to CAA and bigger sports agency. Magic Johnson represents the Guggenheim Group. There's very small equity, and they have
even
Dr. Oprah
Gray, with this $3.2 billion deal.
Right.
Two.
And
Floyd
wow. Mather and Floyd Mayweather is a financial idiot.
Ooh.
Mm.
He's a complete fucking fool.
You're right.
When it comes to handling and managing money. When he had his little problem with 50 Cent, 50 Cent aired him out. 50 Cent said, this dude makes $20-30 million a fight and he goes broke. And when I say broke, he doesn't have nothing. But
he spends
all of his cash in between each fight. He gambles like a lunatic, $200,000-$300,000 on basketball games, and he keeps women on payroll. So,
well, I do know one
never,
well,
man.
that's his money.
Hey.
He's spending the way he wants to.
Hey,
well,
he's
spending
it like a fucking fool.
Listen,
when Hank Aaron got into the management with the Atlanta Braves. A lot of things began to happen with minor league baseball, like the Redan High School team, like the facilities that Brandon Phillips' father have, which I'm going to attend with my grandson here, hopefully before the summer is here. So that money, look at when blacks got involved with the Chicago Cubs and the White Sox. Look at the $500,000 budget that they allow for revitalizing baseball, the RBI teams, for children, and these teams are majority black. So don't tell me that when you have blacks in higher position that the money don't filter down. When I used to go to suppliers, let me tell you about my experience.
Go ahead.
When I used to go to suppliers and was buying supplies, whether it's oxygen, acetylene, welding rods, and this, that, and the other, I never seen no blacks behind the counters. But when I started spending $5,000, $10,000, and $15,000 a month with these people, guess what? I used to go in there and say, oh, man, look at all these blacks that's working here now. Not no whole bunch now, but more than it was before. So it does have a difference.
All I was saying, it doesn't guarantee and it doesn't necessarily equate. Not everybody has some – not every black person or any person for that matter has some – feels like they have some type of obligation to help and open the door for other blacks. And when Donald and when racist ass backwards, Donald Sterling said that he was right on point because that's the truth.
He was.
All right. Hold on. Okay, hold on for a minute.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Talk.
Let me let Michael in here. He's been waiting patiently.
Welcome to the show, Michael. What's up?
What's going on?
Hi, everyone's going. I would like to comment
on two things.
But hey, how you doing? Who's this?
This man is Mr. Cleveland, dog.
Hey, what's up? How you doing? Yeah, wonderful. Well, I want to make two points real quick. You guys were talking about the NBA and Mr. Talk was talking about the Muslims. Well, real quick, where's the vote? It's going to be hot and sticky this summer. LeBron James says, I do not want none of his family members to touch that team, have no percentage. I want it totally taken away from him. Now, we were talking about
LeBron, the value of the team.
LeBron talking from emotion. Okay, but he's a spokesperson, and you have a players' union. But listen,
but he's not an owner.
I'm listening. Please, can I?
Go ahead.
I'm trying to make statements. I can't finish.
You should say a while things to last. Then you wouldn't be interrupted.
Okay, go ahead, Michael. Go ahead.
When you talk about the value, if he does keep the team, the value of the team is going to be worth nothing because in the calculations of the value of the team, it's sponsorship. When Pianchi was talking about that 25% return, it's sponsors. So if he loses sponsors, the value of the team goes down. So it's a catch-22. So I'm letting you know, when you talk about business, you always have to – how is your business going to have a social impact? I mean, in every business, I don't know what people are talking about. You're going to have to deal with social. When you guys were talking about when Pianchi was saying if another black person starts doing businesses and then a business may look and say, well, you know what we need is start hiring more blacks, that may be a way. But a business owner has to talk about social. If we don't, we're not going to be diverse. People are going to be struggling. Okay, having said that, hold up. I want to finish.
Hold up, sir.
My 2 minutes is on. I want to say something about a Muslim. Now, I know everyone on this phone, you guys eat perfect. You know, your bodies is clean. But I had a taste for this bacon club house from McDonald's today. So I went to McDonald's, and I see a cashier. And she had her head covered in Muslim, and, you know, she had a lot of decorations on the covering. And I was like, wow. I said, that's convenient for her to cover her hair. But she was in total contradiction. If she was looking like she was over in the Arab countries, she would be stoned to death because she didn't have her bottom covered. She was wearing jeans, which shows her shape. In the Old Testament, it says women should not wear men's attire. When they wear pants, you show your shape. That's why over in the Muslim countries, they're supposed to cover their body. So right there, she is an Americanized Muslim. And I'm just saying, people in those religions, it evolves. And it's sad to have an ideology like that where you have to hang somebody because of their religious beliefs. And if someone doesn't look at see how sick that is, they're crazy as hell. So that's basically all I wanted to say.
All right, thank you. Knowledge, I know you had something to say. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to say in regards to what all factors say, you got to understand economics. The market value, and using the NBA as an example, the market value of a team has nothing to do with what comes out of Donald Sterling's mouth. real quick. You're talking about a guy.
It does. That's a lie, because it's about public relations. That's a lie. Because as I'm an owner,
all
right, Mike.
Let him finish. He's supposed to mute him.
I'm going to mute you, too. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, N2K.
The point that I'm trying to make is if you understand a free market, which is what the United States has espoused since its inception, is that you're able to start, create, perpetuate business enterprises on a private level that allows you to govern your business the way you want to govern it. And when you have you have people who buy into that business and are further facilitating a stream of revenue, you're able to do things how you see fit. The fact that sponsors are pulling their names out and there's public outcry only further facilitates the NBA's stance on what the man is doing. It's a double-edged sword because on the one hand, you have the ability to buy into something with your money and do as you see fit. However, you have to govern your behavior based on your said group and what you all have agreed upon. Now, to take this full circle, and what Pianti is saying is that when blacks have to get in on an ownership level, that means you're part of the decision-making, not the benefactors or the person who just receives whatever gets handed down. And as a black community, what we've done is we've benefited from these particular venues. However, we have never taken the time to extrapolate that into, now that we've benefited from it, let's really buy into it and get a controlling interest and start writing some regulations of our own in terms of how we want this to be done and how we want it to be run. Because at the end of the day, to draw a comparison between what's happening with that young lady in the Sudan and what's happening with Donald Sterling, a lot of people won't see the connection. Of course there's a connection. The connection is that when you go into something with a group of people, there's either a group mindset or you can have individual goals. It doesn't matter. However, once you're vested, once you're in, then lies your responsibility to impart where you want it to go. We've been doing this too long in the sports industry, and now we're looking like, oh, this is an atrocity. Okay, how long have we been the major players in sports?
For a whole long time, time.
And how come we still haven't penetrated the ownership level? Who's keeping us out?
Because the bar is real high financially.
But the thing is, we have people who've been making this long money for a long time. So
they'd have to work together.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
They'd have to work together, and believe me, behind every Magic Johnson, Oprah, Bob Johnson, and whomever else, there's a hell of a whole lot of ego.
There you go. However, when you say we have to work together, let's look at who's working together, and let's look at who's not. And while we're looking at who's working together and who's not, let's look at who's able to compromise for the greater good of the group and who's not willing.
The Jews. I mean, they work together. They work together, but you want to know what's interesting about this Donald Sterling situation that I noticed? Harvey Levin, who's gay and Jewish, runs TMZ. okay?
Mm.
He's the one, he was the one that took place. It's almost like his own people are turning against him. Take a look at it. Think about it. Harvey Levin, who runs, he's Jewish and gay. He's the one that introduced the story and paid a fortune for it and threw Donald Sterling under the bus. A week later, Adam Silver, who's also Jewish, he gives him the ban for life. It's almost like he's getting cut out of the club.
Well, you know what?
I don't know if you can really draw a connection like that, but I don't think at all that shit's a coincidence.
Let me tell you something. Hold on for a minute, Nollis. And I said this when it first happened. The man told you that there was a culture, a society that he had to answer to. Nobody realized what he was saying. And now, Beasley, you just connected it because that's what's going on. Mr. Cleveland, you had a question.
Yeah, my question was, well, I know that, well, it may not be a question, maybe a statement or whatever, but I'm just going to put it out there. We're all talking about, earlier I said that black folks don't have, and so I think somebody disagreed, but Mr. Beasley agreed with me. Black folks don't have the resources. Even though they may have billions of dollars, they cannot step in and buy an NBA team or NFL team or a baseball team. Even though, like, Oprah got billions, she can't step in and just buy that by herself. Somebody has got to back her up. White folks has got to back her up. And I hate to say that, but it is true. But the only person on this planet that I know that's black that can possibly purchase anything and say, forget all y'all. Really, I don't want to say forget. I want to say F all y'all is Don King. Because Don King don't give a damn. He got his own money, and he got it illegally in the beginning, but he got his own money. So can't nobody really touch that. But other black folks, they don't have money like that.
And that's the difference in what he's describing.
Now I respond to N2K. I've been muted. I wanted to respond to what this foolishness is. This is crazy. Look, open up your eyes. Are y'all guys in business? Y'all say y'all in business. Let me tell you for a fact. Listen, watch this. First of all, you saying that nobody can't take his business. First of all, he's in a group of people. They have our own constitution, and they will make his vote. They have their laws, and when they govern, that's why he keep on saying his other 29 owners, his friends. When we watch this vote, it's going to be very closely who says yay or nay to it, and they're going to be criticized. I'm going to tell you something again, people. Public relations make or break a business. Stop this madness. And hold on, listen to me. Hold on, listen to me. Because we have the power and we have control. Listen, we were arguing the other day whether now his lawyers is going to go to a democracy, which is the court system, to try to say that he can keep his stuff. Let's look at Steve Jobs. He helped found this Apple or Macintosh that kicked his ass to the curb. Don't tell me people can't do certain shit, sir. I'm letting you know they can force. So I'll put it like this. Let's say they don't force him to sell the team. I'm letting you know factually, the people can protest. He will lose money. The value of his team includes sponsorship. If he loses all his sponsors, he's not going to make no money. So whether you sell the team and make some money or you keep the team and lose your money, right, because when he's going to sell it, he's going to sell you the value of his sponsors or what he currently has. Let him do it. He's going to lose money. So I'm just saying, hold on. So listen, I want to say this. If I'm an owner, see, that's why I have to watch for it. If I'm an owner of a business, and I make a public statement that derogatory something and people have a negative impact on me and say I'm going to protest because I'm going to protest that guy's business and his company because his political statements, they can do that. That's why business owners watch what the fuck they say. Or if they become a politician, they already made or they already sold their business or they just investors. They really not as a board members of some business because you have to watch political. That's why most CEOs, they're not really political. They may be political with their money, but you don't hear them saying shit. You have to watch what the fuck you say. So what you say as a business owner, it really does matter, factually. That's all okay. I wanted to say.
Let me say this real quick.
Somebody comment
on
what
I said. This is a unique situation with the NBA and Donald Sterling. It's never happened before. There's never been a situation exactly like this, and nobody knows how it's going to turn out.
Okay, let me.
Whoa,
let me,
no. What about the baseball owner?
Let me give shot.
The lady, what's she? Oh, the yeah.
Hard shot. The Cincinnati baseball Reds. Let me give you some facts. All facts. There's only one owner. There's only one owner that has sued his respective league. And one.
Al Davis.
That was Al Davis. And that suit was based on antitrust laws. And just as a sidebar, his lawyer was the former mayor of San Francisco, Joseph
Alioto. Alioto.
There you go.
Sorry, I just got to show off in Duque. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's no problem.
I just got to show off.
My point bringing that up is that when you're talking about this particular venue and what these owners can and cannot do, according to the NBA Constitution, any behavior that is detrimental or prejudicial to the association is grounds for termination by 3/4 vote of the Board of Governors. Now, who are the Board of Governors? That's the owners. And then I had brought this up weeks ago.
Come on now, you're repeating the same shit now. We know that.
You didn't really say that much.
We already know this. No, come on, BZ. I had to. Come on.
I know, but you do it all the time. But go ahead.
I'm sorry, man. I apologize. I'll be mindful not to do it.
My point is that Donald Sterling was a part of an old regime that is no longer there.
Right.
When you look at Dr. Jerry Buss, one of the godfathers of the NBA who died last year, David Stern, one of the godfathers as a commissioner, retired last year. They're gone. He was the last of the old guard. They put up with him, bought in. It's time for him to go. And every time they stick a microphone in this man's mouth,
this motherfucker's all thumbs.
Man, he further.
Adam Silver is a mirror of the old commissioner.
He got three left feet.
And he's gone. Now, it's not that they're going to make him sell his team. He's going to lose controlling interest. And when you talk about losing money, his equity is in the team right now is upwards of $700 million.
But he ain't going nowhere.
We'll see what happens. It's an interesting thing.
He's not going nowhere.
It hasn't happened before, but I think N2K makes a strong argument. Those guys are going to get together and force them out. I don't think Adam Silver would have spoke so strongly if he didn't have the support of the owners. He works for the owners.
I don't think Donald Sterling is going nowhere.
And if he do go out, Oprah Winfrey and Magic Johnson and them will be the new owners.
Well, they can't buy the team. The only black person who could buy an NBA team at this point in time, and I'm really convinced of this, I don't care what y'all say, I think Don King is the only person. Well, he can't buy no team because they don't like Don King. But he has the money without resources to just buy a team. Everybody else needs, they have to have somebody else to pull in with them.
Well, I understand some rich Nigerian is also looking at it,
now,
too.
Now, that's who the richest black man in the world is Nigerian. I don't know his name, but I looked it up last week. And Oprah's $2.8 billion that she's supposed to be worth, there's a Nigerian cat, and I should have written his name down and remember it. He's got $11 billion.
No, he's got over 30 billion.
Don King won't be able to buy the team. I don't think he has that kind of money. Don King has too dirty a record. He would have to.
Let me ask you this. Do you think, and I asked somebody this question earlier, and they disagreed with me, that a black person in this country, from America, I ain't talking about Nigeria, because I know Nigerians got money, but from this country, buy a team like that without white resources?
Yeah, they can.
It'd be real hard.
It would not be real hard. They can't buy that team without white resources.
Let me tell
how
you why.
How is it
going
to be hard for them to buy the team without white resource? They got, I mean, are you saying that because whites print the money?
Well, because let me tell you why.
You don't have to have $700 million to buy. You can buy that team. If you had $100 million, you could buy that team.
And finance the rest. But listen, let me.
All them stars, man, they can invest in, I mean, because, I mean, that's what they do. They can come together as a group, an investment group. Listen, Matt, listen. Don't you know Donald Sterling probably wanted to have a heart attack when Magic said, I wanted to try to buy the team. It mad as shit. And Magic know when he said that, it was going to make him mad. But I'm saying they got the money. They can all come to Magic,
you know what?
Mayweather,
you know what?
Oprah.
You don't really know how much money people have. You see those figures. Well, you see those figures. You don't know if they're inflated. And how liquid is the money?
Exactly.
The money? Also, Magic has business partners. He's partners with the Guggenheim Group. He's not about to hook up with anybody outside of them. Those are who he does business with. They negotiated a deal and bought the Dodgers for $2 billion. He's not going to operate.
Nope.
No, the Guggenheim Group is a big, huge, rich Jewish run, more than likely, white-owned.
They located about 15 minutes from my house in Clayton, Missouri.
Okay, I thought they were out of Chicago. At any rate,
nope, Clayton, Missouri.
But I can't see him.
Big,
I can't see him being able to move independently of them. And Oprah has the people that she
Well, he can. He can, Beasley. He can move independently.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
I'd like to hear Beasley's point on that. Nobody don't mind that.
Well, if you've got a business relationship, okay? If you got a business relationship and your relationship is good and this Guggenheim Group has a ton of money, I don't see how you're going to say, okay, well, yeah, that was cool. And you're currently in business with them on a big, huge thing, and you've got your own money invested. I don't see how you can say, okay, cool. Yeah, it was cool with you guys doing this, but I'm working on this without you now. It doesn't work like that.
You don't put all your eggs in one basket, Beasley.
Well, right. Listen up. Hey, hold on for a minute. How about this right here? Won't they just start their own freaking league? Is that so far-fetched?
Why can't they?
You might have white backlash.
You're going to have a white backlash. You're going to have a white backlash.
Right. And who buys
Come on
the
now. And that's going against
the
right. That's going backwards, yo.
That is going. You know what?
Okay, so basically,
they tried already to talk with USFL in the World Football League.
So basically, what you're saying is they just stay on the dang on plantation then.
Continue to do what you do.
No,
not
ain't nothing wrong with that plantation as long as you're getting paid.
You watch them stay on the plantation. Wait a minute, Beasley.
Say that again, P. Yankee, about the plantation.
Any plantation that's going to pay you a pension, $200,000 a year, I don't mind that kind of plantation money.
You really said that.
Well, hey, can I say something?
He says all kind of shit. Shoot his ass one time for me.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay.
To
everybody in here, I don't care what y'all say. I don't care how much money Oprah got. You can take Steve Harvey, which he ain't got that much, but anybody else who got big money as far as a black person goes. You cannot buy an NBA team, an NFL team, a Major League Baseball team, not no black folks, without somebody white backing you up. And I don't care what y'all say about that.
You know what? Black people probably could, but they would have to work together.
But look at this. Look.
They would have to pool resources.
If you look at all the players.
So listen.
Think about all the players
that
don't.
Why you ain't just say it, Beasley? They ain't going to work together. Why you ain't just say it?
Man, come on. We can't. Right.
I'm not going to talk over nobody. All right. Look. And here's the point with starting the league, okay? Just think about all the players that don't make the NBA that's playing overseas. You know, it's not like you don't have the bodies. We already said certain people have enough resources to do it. Why not? Start their own league. You know, get us together and, you know, get the finances, the resources together and start our own league. then you don't have to worry about the Donna Sterlings and all that, because you're working for your own. Now, is that going to be a good thing? Maybe. But, you know, when you get to talking about business like this, you know, the bad people come out, man. You know, so I'm just saying that is an option. It is an option. You know?
You can't stand it on these.
Why not?
Because first of all, white folks will not allow that. Now, I don't care what nobody say. Now, I'm not no racist or nothing, but this country is built off white folks. It's meant for white folks. There is no way that they're going to let no black people start no league to rival this other NBA league. It just won't happen. I mean, it just can't happen.
But see, here's the thing. See, as long as, listen. Now, see, and maybe that's the problem. We're always looking at what can't happen instead of looking at what can happen.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
And
maybe
that's the most defeatist comment I've heard in a long time.
What?
Right.
I mean,
blacks
I think
can't
he'd
do
be
something
done.
Without white money. We have blacks here build 20-story hotels, rivaling white hotels, and they didn't use no white money other than financing outside of the city. Well, come on, man. Y'all need to get off this stuff.
Can
I tell you what?
Come on,
really, really. Let me say this. Please stay where you are, then we ain't got to worry about competing against you.
Wow.
How much
does
the hotel
cost?
How much did the hotel cost to build, Pianchi? $20 million,
well,
$30 million, $40 million?
Get on it, baby. Shut up.
Yeah.
I'm
but
not
see,
trying to get on it, but how much? Go ahead.
Here's another option, too. You know, do like Donald Sterling did, embarrass the government. You know, sue the government through the UN, because you can't sue them through any states or anything.
But Donald ain't black. He may sue the government, but Donald not black.
So why
can't a black man couldn't sue the government?
See, once again, we having all these great excuses of why we can't do something.
People sue the government all the time.
White people buying tickets and paying $25 to park and buying a $9 beer that keeps that league afloat. If you go to any sporting event, okay, it's mostly white people. When you go look at the NBA, if you look at any of those NBA games that are going on, how many black people do you see in the stands?
Not many.
Look at the Final Four, all of that. You can't exclude.
And then if black folks are the fans, they're up in the fucking nosebleeds.
Yeah, and the white backlash isn't worth it. It's about commerce and it's about business. And I understand what you're saying. Blacks should have more equity, and they should be more together.
But
I can't
like
see
that.
I can't see creating a black, completely black run, black owned league. And
well, it wouldn't be completely black league.
That's
how are you going
to
do that?
Thank
well,
you,
you know what?
It's
to
not
say.
Gonna be no completely black league.
Okay.
You gonna have white players in it
listen.
Also. If they were to go that route.
Listen, check this out. In that case, then you know when they had the Negro leagues, they did it then. Why can't we do it now? We're supposed to be more advanced financially and stuff.
We're talking about a different time, a different era, and then too. These listen, Donald Sterling. I don't care what nobody say. People talking about why he ain't gone? Why they ain't voting him out? First of all, they haven't voted him out because you got some white owners who are cool. See, people don't understand. When you got billions of dollars, you don't run in crowds with like a nigga like me. A nigga like me, you don't run in the same crowd with me. You run with people who don't care about niggas. They don't give a damn about them, and they talk about different stuff. So Donald Sterling would, if he do get voted out, I will be surprised. Now, I don't care what none of y'all say, I will be surprised.
He's already banned from games.
But he can watch him on television in his mansion on 100-inch screen. I mean, he's been banned from the games. You know, the man said something earlier, about black folks' money and white folks' money. And black folks got millions now. Black folks got millions, but white folks got billions.
Exactly.
So it's hard to equate. One last thing. Another thing that an NBA owner has to consider when he's making that vote
hey, what if I do something unpopular and they turn on me?
Yep.
You got to take that into consideration. You know Mark Cuban.
Tell us about the closet.
Right. What if I do something unpopular? What if they find out that I'm bisexual? Or what if they find out I beat my wife and they decide to vote me out?
That's why they do not want to vote.
No, they cannot
do
that.
That's why it's not going to be
a lot of NBA players. A lot of NBA owners are worried about their own skeletons coming up out of the closet.
Right, exactly.
If they vote against themselves.
I think that's real. Hold on.
Hello.
If I were Donald Sterling, you know what I'd be doing? If I were Donald Sterling, I would have lawyers and investigators. I would have lawyers and investigators working overtime to dig up every little dirt on every last one of them dudes.
Yeah.
So he has already hired
one of the best attorneys in the country. So, I mean, he's not going to go down without fighting. He done said he ain't giving up his team. So that's where that is. But I would hire
investigators to thoroughly research every little problem every last one of those dudes had. And I got a firm belief. You don't become a billionaire without stabbing some people in the back, friend and family.
Yeah,
you have to be pretty ruthless to get a billion.
But then again, if he do that, then he's still destroying a lot of bridges. But let me bring Renee in. She's been waiting patiently, so let's get her on the line.
And Miss, may I respond after Renee too, Mr. Top?
Yes, you can,
hey,
Michael.
Renee.
Hello. Hey.
It's me.
Beasley, did you say you were bisexual?
Oh, shit. Here we go with this. He didn't say that.
Oh,
I didn't
Lord.
Hear him say that. I'm like, I did not hear him say that, but
he was bisexual.
It is a good question, though.
Well, damn, I guess everybody thinks he is bisexual then, because I ain't hear him say shit about it. But
I ain't heard him say nothing, and I really don't care. Go ahead, Renee.
I want it to be noted that I'm taking the high road when I don't normally take the high road. Continue on.
That's what you said. I'm just repeating it.
He said it.
Okay,
You know what? You must need to clean out your ears because no one else heard it. But go ahead and make a comment.
You said it, Beasley. Cut it out.
You know what? If I were bisexual, and I still wouldn't fuck you.
I was kidding with you, and you did say that. So don't try to curse at me and talk to me nasty like that. It must have hit home.
He was kidding with you too.
No, he wasn't.
But Miss Renee is always nasty. Anytime she comes in.
Oh Lord,
I'm not nasty. No, I'm not.
I said it, Mr.
You know what? I got something for this. You know, y'all done got your little fevers up now. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to get the fever off of you. All right? So y'all gave me my right time. Let me hit y'all one time.
I answer no. D-boy, a fool. I can't swim. I never could swim. I never will swim. I'll put me down. Back on my bed. I told you I could use that. I told you I can't swim. Oh, no. Put me down. I hate water. Will you shut up?
All right, y'all. I think y'all got it together now, but y'all need to jam some more because y'all was getting a little heated there. Have to slow you down. All right. I done told y'all about that personal attack and stuff. Y'all know we don't do that.
Michael Alpha Disco Retro Bio.
Never leave. All right. Now that we have all that taken care of, we're going to open them up, and we're going to let Renee say what Renee had to say, and we're going to move and keep going. All right? So let's do it. Go ahead, Renee.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys already said this, but I don't think that he should have. I mean, I think the whole thing should be thrown out because he was recorded unknowingly, and I don't think that you should uphold that. I mean, now what he said, you know, was offensive, but at the end of the day, that's his own personal feeling. I mean, I just don't think they should uphold that. I mean, that's like a slippery slope. You know what I mean? If you start doing that, you start okaying that, then anything can be used against you.
Well, I think that is the slippery slope. I think that is the slippery slope everybody's on. But go ahead, Mike.
I need to respond to this craziness. Well, first of all, I think it's about 36,000 black millionaires in this country, and I think Pianchi said he was one of them. But there's almost 11 million Caucasian millionaires in this country. Right? But see, when Beasley was saying, and that's how balanced the scale was, but we still have money. What I think Beasley was saying, it's not the money. It's about our social skills. Can those black people come together and own that team and communicate with each other, despite their differences? Can we have someone saying, I'm the man, I'm the... Can we socially work together? Forget the money, because once I say again, every business, that's why they talk about this book that Mr. Solution wants you to be. It's a social economics, meaning social comes first. I cannot start a business with you if I don't trust you, if I don't like you, if we can't even communicate on business. Sometimes I don't care. I mean, we may, in our communities, they may have a rich black gay man that got some money. He got some inventory. Some black people don't want to deal with him because it's diverse. We can't communicate. Oprah may not want to do so. I think that's what Beasley is saying. Now, I'm going to say this about this tape, and I'll be quiet. No, Renee, I spit on all your concepts, what you say that it says unfair. Listen exactly. To me. The tape was not illegal. If it was illegal, we would not be talking about this. That's number one. Number two, just like a politician, public relations, you have to watch out for your private life and make sure it does not become public. They always judge people on their private life all the time. You shouldn't use drugs. Some people use privately. Come on now. Mm-hmm. So when he's in that type of position, he has to listen. No, it's not. Well, if that's there is many situations that where people always try to get in your private affairs. And when he's like that, and especially when he has a track record, because they let him slide. But when he has something publicly like that, just like they said, he should look at, and he thinks back and says, damn, the woman that I was dealing with taped him. So it's his fault. He has to be responsible of the people that he is associated with that would do something like that. It is what it is. Listen, once you say something out your mouth, you never can take it back. Everyone heard it. Listen, we're about it because race is about emotions. Don't tell me emotions. Hold on. I'm going to be quiet. You cannot tell me emotions does not have to do with nothing about working because it's about morale. And it is what it is. Once the cat was out the bag, it's out the bag. So you can say what you want. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want.
He can send it to be recorded.
He's going to lose money to abuse it.
He can send it to be recorded. If he didn't consent to be recorded, that girl would be underneath the jail right now.
Exactly.
And he's not.
Yeah. All right, hold on.
At the end of the day, you know what I mean?
Cut her off, man. Mute her.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Knowledge.
What I wanted to say is that in regards to how this relates to your initial story, which was about the African woman.
Yeah, Sudanese woman.
The Sudanese woman. when you are involved in organizations, you are subjugated to whatever the rules, regulations, or whims of said particular organization. Now, you brought up the fact of starting a new league. Philosophically, you have to understand how these sports operate. The NBA, basketball, is a businessman's sport. That's
right.
Why the majority of the games are held during the weekday at night. Over 75% of the regular season games that are played are Monday through Friday after 6 p.m.
7:30 now, usually. That's right.
With that being said, who's the target market?
Right.
Who
corporations, employed people.
Income
interesting.
Okay.
On a recreational basis at night during the week to where it doesn't interfere with your day-to-day finances.
Good business strategy. Good business strategy.
Hey. That's why I like N2K. He always sees something most of us don't.
Hello.
All right, go
I
ahead, Renee.
Now.
Hey, Mae.
Good N2K.
Hello.
What, Maze?
Go ahead, Maze. I was listening to the discussion. Y'all was discussing about who had money. Do you know what beats are, Mr. Talk, since you like music?
What?
Beats. B-E-A-T-S. Beats. They're
what about
phones.
Beats? Talking about the headphones?
Yes,
I ain't headphones. Spending my money on that. What they
no,
got
no,
to do
no,
with
no.
anything?
He just made $3.1 billion off of his investment, where he made $175 million. And now he sold it. Now he's getting $3.2 billion for them. And guess who's buying them?
Jimmy Iovine.
Hmm?
Jimmy Iovine, the one who thought of the idea.
Apple.
Well, Apple is doing the deal with Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre for Beats by
Dre.
Yeah,
they were partners. Don't
right.
you think that was a great deal?
I think
what?
He owns 25%,
right?
And Levine owns the other 25%. They sold 50% of it to HTC, a Taiwanese corporation, who bought that percentage, then sold them back 25% of it. So yeah, he's going to get 25% of $3.5 billion,
yeah.
Which
roughly okay.
works.
All right,
works
hold on.
Pre-tax, $800 billion.
You know what? Which puts him
okay.
in a good position to be in partnership to buy the Clippers, because there may be, I mean, because he's going to take a hell of a tax hit, but I wonder if you reinvest that money, I wonder what the tax rules would be where he could save millions and millions of dollars by reinvesting it right away.
In California,
okay.
the gains in California is 20%.
It's
so,
like a rollover. When you switch jobs for 401k, you can roll it over.
I wonder what it is, but he's in perfect position to be a major player in purchasing the Clippers.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Hold up.
Like you said, you can roll it over.
I didn't say finish. And Mike, the girl that you say you saw at McDonald's with her head covered, they have a certain age when they put a cover of all over. They can just do the head, or even they can wear the jeans before they cover their whole body. They do it at a certain age. That's probably why you saw one with just the head rest on and not cover her whole body, because they have to be a certain age when they do that. Because some of them don't even have to cover their head.
All right. Are you
finished.
Through?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Go back to Renee and then Mr. Cleveland. Go ahead, Renee.
Renee.
See if it's she got limited
say
topic.
What? I'm sorry.
If it's not about homosexuality, she doesn't know anything.
I didn't ask all that, did I? I just didn't see Renee. Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Cleveland.
Don't come on to me. Okay.
Go ahead.
I really do like Renee. I don't have no beef with Renee. I love her in all the shows, but I do think. Now, I'm not trying to defend Beasley. I mean, because I ain't never met Beasley. He's from the West Coast. I ain't from the West Coast. As far as I'm concerned, forget the West Coast. But I don't agree with her attacking him like she did, saying that the man came out on this show and said that he was bisexual, because I never heard anything on this show, today, here, and now. Now, Mr. Talk, excuse me if I may be wrong. Maybe you heard it. I didn't hear it.
Well, no, I didn't hear it. And let me put a stop to this real quick. All right. You know, I think it started out as a joke and just got out of hand, all right? Because I do believe Renee was just teasing with him, like they always do. Wait a minute. All right? Now, either way, you know, if he is and if he's not, you know, he said he wasn't. Let's move on, all right?
Exactly.
Let's move on. That's all
but
I'm saying.
You know, my thing is, He said
so
that.
So when I tease, don't play some myth, please.
Wait a minute. Can I finish, please?
Please,
wait,
don't play some
myth. Can I please finish?
Yeah, I did.
I apologize to be through with
that. I did. And
Hello?
He said that. Okay. I was just playing with him because I know how he was trying to say it. I was kidding with him. But he always talks about he's older than me and he's this and he's that. And that was very rude, what he said to me.
Mm-hmm.
It was rude. I didn't just bring that up out the thin air and just say that. I didn't just make that
teasing.
Up. So when
he
y'all
was
go
teasing.
Back, when y'all go back and listen to the show, then you will hear him say it. And I was teasing with him back. Why did you need to say that to me? Why did you need to be that rude? And you're always talking about how old you are and this and that. That was very rude. It
was
childish. I was just kidding with you, and you know that.
Okay.
You know
that. Hold on. Hold on, Renee. I got y'all. I'll go this way. All right. So they can discuss it in the green room. Okay. Go ahead. Anybody else got something they want to say?
Yeah,
oh, I say it real quick. I got 10 minutes left in the show, y'all. So if you want to continue to hear the show live, give us a call, 347-838-8622. All right? And we'll be here. All right, go ahead.
I think it's important that we, you know, because what all of this is doing is getting us to think on a business level in terms of how businesses really operate, how that whole paradigm is set up, and things that you have to do either to be successful or to actually screw the whole thing up. And I think that this is a perfect example of what to do and what not to do. Because what's really not being talked about in this whole thing is the fact that if you look at Donald Sterling as a polarizing effect on the league, then you have to take a look at Mark Cuban, the polarizing effect that he's having. A dot-commer, he's young, brash, he's well-liked, the players like him. Here's an owner that when Dallas won the NBA championship, he went out and partied with his players. That's a whole different mentality of ownership that has moved in a whole different direction.
So can I ask you this, N2K? Let's say I, for instance, own the team, and I'm an owner, and I say he should stay in. Do you think that the players of that owner who voted to keep Sterling in is going to have an attitude? What if they vote him to keep him in? Is it going to be a backlash because they want the players want them out, in fact, the union? See, you cannot
players
separate
on the contract.
Workers from – but still, but guess what? They can go on strike any time. Factually, they have a players' union.
No, they cannot.
Come on now, Pianca, you did. You know, they have a play. Don't tell me the employees cannot strike at any time. They have a players union. Oh, so what is the players union for? You can't tell me that those players cannot unite. You cannot separate the workers from the employer. Both of them need each other. Factually, so they're going to have to work.
You've had players come out and say they don't see anything he's done wrong. So you got division amongst the players.
How many? How many? I bet you can count on one hand how many players came out.
I bet you can count on one.
You got
hand.
Players that's behind their child support. They ain't going to be striking.
That has nothing to do with it because you have some players want to be on some teams that they can't be on because of politics. Because if somebody purchased the team, that don't mean they're going to get the players that they want because politics would be in the way of that, too. So they can't make money the way they
from a winning team. He should have had her butt naked. Every time that she was around him, she should have been butt naked.
But nobody told him to
right.
Have a conversation about it in the first place. That came out of his mouth. What happened is that the group that he was in don't want him there anymore because he's an embarrassment to them. They might be just like him, but they're not speaking out like him.
I don't know if they're exactly just like him. Even if they have their views, they know just not to speak about it. He's from a different era.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, there was a police commissioner in New Hampshire, and this just hit the news yesterday. And apparently, he is at a restaurant in New Hampshire, and he referred to President Obama as a nigger. And somebody overheard him who was new to the town. And asked about who he was later. She didn't know he's a police commissioner, and she's making a fuss about it. And it's a mostly white town. So apparently people in their 80s are, if they have racist views, they're just kind of unrepentant with them.
And he just ran out of the road to doing what he was doing in the beginning before anybody could stop him. Because maybe they was afraid. Maybe somebody stepped in that was not afraid of him.
Okay.
Afraid of his money.
I don't know, right. But you know, it could be he. This girl is crafty, and I watched Bishop Magic Wand on tape and says that he knows her. And I was thinking all along when this was happening, I was like, she's playing this far too good. She's walking through the raindrops. She's playing this far too good and perfectly.
He thinks Magic set him up. That's
no, but
Matt,
Magic's not smart enough to do this. Magic is not crafty enough to set something
could
like
be
this
his
up.
Wife
that well, that's
him
what
up.
He thinks. I think that's
right,
well,
hold
he,
up.
He's proven how spun he is.
All right, hold up, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right, they fucking with his
head. We didn't talk about this all the time. Okay, let me bring Mr. Lowe in, and we go from there. Brother Lowe, what's going on, man?
My good friend.
It's been
Shalom, right. Brothers and sisters. Shalom.
All right. Right. What's
why,
up?
Quick question. Why do people in 2014 figure that, that should be taboo? I can't believe he called them, quote unquote, the N-word, which is just as bad as saying nigger. But My question is this.
In 2014,
got a big old 200-some-pound black dude kiss a white boy in the mouth on national TV, and some people say, that's okay. Others, you got to be kidding me. One guy even deleted me from his Facebook page because I said, hey, one sin is no worse than the other. So why you saying that's terrible?
Right, right.
And I told you. I told the guy, I said, hey, man, the Bible says.
Lowe's just mad at it's an interracial couple, much less two men kissing.
I know.
Let me finish.
I was in your face, Lowe.
I'm surprised
you know what?
Your beer can at the
You know what? I don't know what the hell wrong with y'all. Y'all just, Lowe done came in and y'all just got
the how come y'all let Lowe speak?
And there you go. Now. All right, so go ahead, Lowe.
No, I'm saying, I told him, I said, wait a minute. Now, you talking about this guy, but you and I was going over scripture, and this is one of my quote-unquote friends, and I showed you where we're not even supposed to eat catfish.
Right.
And he got mad at me, and he deleted me off of his page because I said, wait a minute. You saying what this guy did is so bad, and what you say is okay because your grandpa has been a preacher for 30 years and he said it's okay. And you've been a hypocrite. So why do some people feel that some things are so bad, but what they do is, it's okay, don't worry about that. So this guy, this old man, whether you're talking about the basketball team, the slave owner, or you're talking about some old white man sitting in a restaurant or whatever, it's the exact same thing. Who cares? These people have their own minds, and nor I have the ability to make them conform to anything. But we feel that political correctness should be everybody's perspective. It ain't mine because, hey, if I see a young black lady or whatever walking with a white man, hey, what are you doing? That's wrong. Or vice versa. Black man,
let me
get
ask
away
you,
from that
let,
white girl.
Why can it be wrong?
Let me ask you this question, Lo. When I opened the show, we was talking about a Sudanese lady that's that they sentenced to hang because she said she Christian and they said she was Islam and she was Muslim and she decided to and she changed, but she has always said she was Christian, you know, a Christian. So what do you think about that? You know,
what
do you
think about that? What aspect does she consider herself to be a Christian? Because what I say is not going to agree with mainstream Christianity. So what I say is not going to agree with that because Christianity says, oh, well, yes, we're all brothers. We can all be saved in Jesus. And even when Jesus said, hey, I only came for specific people, that don't mean everybody. But Christianity says everybody. So what aspect are you asking me this?
I'm asking you what your thoughts are about her being sinless because she says she's a Christian.
My thoughts are one devil isn't any worse than the other. And that's just the truth of the matter. If you're talking about mainstream Christianity following Creflo Dollar and T.D. Jakes and Oral Roberts and all of those people, hey, yeah, let her be one of those. No problem.
Do you follow the Old Testament?
There's no
difference
in the death penalty than them putting a man to sleep.
Wait a minute.
The Old Testament?
I follow the Old Testament, the Apocrypha, and the New Testament.
Okay.
Next question.
Nobody knew.
Okay, now, listen, though. Now, in Leviticus 19, it tells, God spoke to the people, and he tells his people how he wants his people to dress and look. Do you follow how a woman should dress,
you,
how a man should dress?
So,
do you follow
you
it
asking,
to the T?
You got to have your hair, too,
you
right? You should shave your face.
Right, you cannot shave your face. You cannot cut your hair. Women cannot wear pants. They have to keep their ears covered.
Wait a minute, brother. You asked me one question. You asked me one question, and I'm going to answer. You're asking me, do I follow Numbers 15, 38, and 39? Yes, I do.
No, Leviticus.
Numbers.
No.
He asked me about the appearance.
So you pick and choose what books?
I'm not picking and choosing anything. I'm not picking and choosing anything. You ask me, do I have a beard on my... Wait a minute, damn it. Now you ask me a question, let me answer. You ask me, do I have a beard on my face that has not been marred? Yes, I do. You ask me, do I keep the high holy days? Yes, I do. You ask me, do I eat pork, shrimp, crab, and lobster? No, I don't.
Damn,
so
man, all that, good,
me,
all that good crap and make fun of train.
What do you want me to say?
No, well,
what do you want me?
You,
do
no,
you,
you
do you
said,
want
no,
me
you
to
said
say?
You follow the Old Testament, and I gave you in the Old Testament scriptures what God told Moses and the people, how he wants his people and to live and how to dress holy, how to look holy, and things of that nature. You said that you go by that, and I'm asking you, do you follow those principles, those rules, those laws to make you holy? And according to you, you don't, right?
He said he followed the new and the old. He can't do both.
And the apocrypha. In all
wait a minute. Hold up.
Christ.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Stop.
I didn't start this.
Yeah, I know. But that is Freedom Friday. That's what we do. Mays said, and I want to make sure, I want her to explain this. Mays said you cannot follow both. So why can't you follow both?
Because
the Old Testament and New Testament.
Keep my commandments and keep them holding. No, let man change it. And man changed the Old Testament and made a New Testament because the old one was not supposed to go anywhere.
And they contradict each other because Jesus says,
And you can't be 100% sure that Jesus said it because it was people saying what Jesus said 30 years after he was gone. Even though they did say
he said some really nice and wise things. I mean, I don't dislike him.
Well, I'll tell all you smart people, all you people with businesses and all you people that's educated and all you people to do one thing. Write this down. Go to 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 46 through 48 and find yourself. If you
man,
can't do that, then this doesn't pertain to you.
I was going.
I got a Bible around here. It's got so much dust on it. You don't want me to get my hands dirty opening this Bible up.
Okay. No. And as far as,
and if you
pull
out
the
right one, you'll find something that you don't see in a new one.
As far as
I have to glue mine back together.
the thing is, as far as the guy saying, well, it contradicts it. No, it doesn't. That's
and
why
he left
Isaiah 28 and 10 says. Precept must be upon precept. That's the only way you can understand the Bible. If you don't read it that way, you'll read it.
Ouch.
You'll read John 3:16 and think that that includes the whole entire planet and all the people that's in it. But
why the mystery?
Because the mystery is because it's not for everyone to understand.
That's crazy.
That's why you have all the parables.
Everyone should live by it, though. If you have a book that everyone should live by, why make it a mystery? It's crazy.
Well, actually, I'll give you the answer to that.
It's not a mystery how to wash my ass.
Well, you want me to answer, you're going to keep talking. The answer to that is this. The Bible was only given to a certain group of people, and the Europeans made it an international book for everybody. That's what happened. It wasn't given to everybody. And so you say, well, why not everybody? It wasn't given to everybody. The word was only shown to Jacob, which is Israel, nobody else. The Bible refers to everybody else as dogs. You don't believe me? Christ said it out of his own mouth. Is it meat to cast the children's bread to dogs? Quote, unquote. And the Bible also says that everybody else that's not Israel are regarded as spittle. That's what the Bible says. You got a problem with God? Send him an email. Call him. Tell him about it. I don't make the rules. If you read his word, you will hear his voice.
Okay.
And if you don't, while you're reading his word, if you don't hear his voice, then you're not his sheep.
You know what?
We say hello.
I've had some.
You got some shotgun blasts. All right, look. All right. I don't know what's going on with today. Y'all feeling, maybe I shouldn't have played.
Hey, Mace, what's going on?
Friday.
You know, but y'all need to get control here. Ain't all this yelling.
Hey, Mace, what's going on?
You know what?
You're absolutely right, they do.
I don't know what you think. I know, Pianki, you come and go, but the rules are still the same. I'm talking, you don't. All right, now. Hey, let's get it together, y'all, all right? Come on. I know it's Freedom Friday, and I play party music. And you know what? There she go. You get some, too. All right. So now, Lord have mercy. Mr. Lowe.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So will you finish?
I mean, I'm going with the people.
I don't have
a problem. Yeah, I'm going with the people.
Okay. Renee, do you have anything to say?
Yeah.
Ask? Oh, go ahead.
What was it that he was saying when he first called in? Because I was doing something, but what were you saying?
I was telling the truth. I was asking why in 2014 do quote-unquote so-called black people and other minorities feel like, and more especially it's the older whites and the ones that are younger. Why do you we can't say that word anymore, or let's just say it at our kitchen tables. Why do they feel like people should conform to that? I'll be honest with you. I want to know who my enemy is. I want him to tell me, I hate your guts, screw you and your mom and everybody in your family. I want my enemy to tell me that. I don't want to sit up and try to figure out, well, you know, I sit down with this guy all the time and talk to him. But if I'm on the side of the road and it's raining, would he actually stop for me or not?
Right. But see,
and,
the thing
you
like you said, the older generation. You know what I mean? Because really, in all actuality, well, not as much. I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm going to ask you why.
1 minute. I'm telling you.
I'm going to ask you why, because let me fill it all in. If it's not so much the younger generation, then why is it that a lot of the same concepts that the older generation have, let's say those families with that old money, they push the exact same thing as the younger generation, push the exact same thing as the older generations. Things are only getting worse. If you've ever talked to anybody that works at Walmart, you would know that those children of Sam Walton, they only care about money. They don't care about the people. And I've talked to some that said, you know, quote unquote, Mr. Walton, he did care about us a little bit, but children, they only give a damn about money. So how is it that the concept has gotten better? How can we say that it should have gotten better?
But see, this is the thing, though. Yes, you know, it was passed down from, you know, their parents. And I mean, that's how things typically work. However, the hip-hop generation, okay, makes a big difference.
Don't get into it in a minute.
That makes a big difference because you have now black young people who are much more accepting of white young people saying nigga because it's in the music. And white people are the biggest, buyers of rap music. So a lot of them now feel entitled that it's all through the songs that they can say it. And they actually hang around many black people. It's a lot of young black people. And they see no problem with their white friends and everything else telling them, calling them, or not calling them, well, sometimes calling them nigga. Hey, nigga, what's up? Or saying that in the song. Oh, you don't like that word?
No, that's a banned word on the show.
I'm sorry. I was just saying it in the process.
You're what?
What did you say
you are?
Eric.
Me?
She's young.
Yeah, what did you say you are?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Bisexual.
What did I say I am what?
Bisexual. She said she's bisexual.
I've listened to you on the show a few times, and it's like, oh, me? You talking to me? And people be like, yeah, you. And something wrong with your
phone? What did you say?
You said that you are something, and I'm asking you, what exactly did you say you are?
I didn't say I'm something anything. And it's more than when you're talking, somebody else is saying something. I can't hear you clearly if somebody else is talking.
Oh, okay. The Obama phone.
And people start chiming in, so I don't know what you said.
He said you got an Obama phone.
Yeah, you, Miss May, stop being tacky. You said you were Hispanic. Is that what you said?
No.
I'm asking a serious question. I don't know her from Adam, so I'm asking a question.
And I'm Hispanic?
Yeah, did you say that?
No. I did not say I'm Hispanic. I said I'm black.
Okay.
I said young people today, a lot of young black people today allow their white friends or Hispanic friends to call them the N-word or say the N-word around them with no problem. That's what I was telling you.
Yeah, I got all that. Do you know what that is? That is social engineering, and people have been manufactured to accept that. Yeah. So you put it in the music, go ahead, I'm sorry.
But that person cannot come out of their realm and expect every black person is going to be like that. I'm just saying it's real simple. When a white person or any ethnic group use that word nigga, they know the original. They know that black people call each other. They know if another race call a black person a nigga, it may be some problem. They know all the history of it. Factually.
And Michael Benavides. He's been around a long time. He know the rules. Go ahead. What you finna say?
No, they do. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Alfax.
No,
go ahead.
One of you two.
that is social engineering. I mean, I agree wholeheartedly. I really hate when I hear that and I see, you know, black young people so accommodating to it, like, it does not bother them at all. Some of them, you know, some of them are not having it. But nowadays it's like because of that whole hip-hop thing, it's like in throughout the music, that's all they say in everything, in. So when you start seeing that and you have all these young, you know, white people and Hispanics and everything listening to that, it's like if they're rapping the song back, they're going to have to cut out a whole lot of stuff. And it's like they don't, I mean, if their peers are not calling them out on it, then they're going to do it. Mm. So the problem is really with the young black people that they don't have enough knowledge of self, you know what I mean, to not allow that. So,
no,
I don't know.
I disagree. I disagree. And I'll tell you why.
Hold on for a minute, Lo. Hold on for a minute.
Okay.
Go ahead, Knowledge.
To me, what I'm getting from this whole discussion, and I've been here from the moment you got on the air, Mr. Talk, is that there's a lot of things that are happening, and this is where I agree with everything that Lo is saying. There's a lot of things that are happening in society today that are being projected so that people know where they stand. Regardless of race, regardless of how the whole program started.
All right, you're breaking up.
I'm sorry. I don't think that was me, but can you hear me now? And I agree with what Lo is saying, is that what we're dealing with now is a fundamental aspect of how we are to either govern our lives or govern what we deem to be morally and ethically right. And what we're starting to see is, even when we're of the same group, how our views are so divergent, how we're not on the same page, how we're not of the same frame of mind, how we're not of the same ilk. Just how you started this conversation, Mr. Talk, with the woman in the Sudan who's being hanged because she was born into Islam, she took up Christianity, and now she's being ostracized for it. Let's extrapolate that into the whole Donald Sterling thing. And see, the simple mind will never see the connection.
But also,
the advanced mind will see the connection. I don't see it,
and I've listened to you explain it twice. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just not catching it.
But I see it this way. If you look at what happened to the lady, because she's Islamic, look at what happened to the man that they gave the shot that didn't die. Wasn't that an horrible way to die for somebody to watch it?
Here's the connection.
You can connect it all together and look at it.
I was trying to listen to knowledge.
Right.
Here's the connection on the most basic level.
If you are a producer,
you are a means of production. That's basic. Meaning, the people who make laws don't make the laws for themselves.
Right.
They make them for other people. If I have the power to make a law, do you think I'm going to subject myself to the law that I make? No.
Absolutely.
So here's where we need to have an understanding, whether you're on the outside or the inside.
Well, no, that's not right. Hold on.
No, he's making a real good point.
Hold on.
I'm going to
use Mr. Talk.
Do as I say and not as I do.
No, no.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Knowledge. Finish, please.
And I'm going to keep it real short. All facts before you go in. This is not about balance and equality. Those are things to be strived for. Those are not things that are commonly practiced in the general public. Because at the end of the day, if I got more than you, I get to dictate what you do, not you. Now, I can sit here and talk about, yeah, kumbaya, we're all equal. We should all have an equal chance. That's great marketing. Yes, we should. But at the end of the day, I know who has equal chance and who doesn't.
Right.
If not one of them, I'm willing to listen to you. However, if it don't make dollars, it don't.
Okay. Well, we lost him. No, we lost him. His call dropped.
Now let me respond, bro. I don't know who you think I am. N2K knowledge. Don't put words in my mouth. I'm not a communist. Shut up. I'm not a communist thinking everybody's going to be fucking equal. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, but listen to what I say. You made the statement that when people make laws, that they never follow it. I use Mr. Talk as an example. He made the law that no one used the word, the N-word on his show. Does he use it? Now, if he would use it, everyone would look at him and say, hold up, bro, you're a contradiction. You're the leader of your show, and you can't do that. And I say, we must question those who make the law and does the same thing. That's what we do. Now, having said that, we put them in to make the laws. They are the representatives. So I'm saying that it still is a balance. In our society, the people can always have any laws that those politicians make. That's a fact. So you cannot say that the people can't change the law.
And it's because you're a lawmaker.
That's a fact.
You're a lawmaker.
I'm not crazy. Who said I was crazy? That's a fact.
Know.
In my state,
instead
of the black churches worrying about the communities and money for the inner cities, they got 500,000 votes to stop gay marriage. People are worrying about gays in the beer room instead of communities. They can challenge any law that any politicians put on the books. Look at California. Ask Beasley.
But anyway, you can take a look at because he made a law, and maybe the person that came in that got more than him that has laws don't like his law. The reason he's been getting away with it, and he's not getting away with it anymore, because the person, some people getting sick of him getting away with it. So now he's broke the law, and he's going to be punished for it within his group. That's just all that
okay.
is.
Okay. Now, I'll say something real quick. First things first. The quote-unquote N-word is in the Bible. Go to Acts 13:1, you'll see it. Now, we shouldn't focus on things that we have no chance of fixing. Don't worry. I'm going to tell you first and foremost, don't worry about gun violence. You can't fix that. And I'm going to tell you why you can't fix it. If they can stop a Cuban cigar from getting in this country, how in the hell can't they stop a dadgum gun? Don't worry about gun violence.
They
if
make
you
money here in America.
Blame themselves for it.
Why can't they stop coke coming in?
If you call yourself a religious person, spiritual person, whatever, you're a part of a congregation that goes to such and such Baptist, missionary, Pentecostal, whatever, church or whatever. Now, if you people, mainly the men, don't get together and sit down and say, hey, you know what? More especially the quote-unquote black community. I hate to say black because that's just a color in a crayon box. But if the men don't sit down and say, hey, you know what? Enough of this. Then nothing's going to change. I don't give a damn how much money they put into the situation. Nothing will change. What you will have is other people coming into your community beating the hell out of the people that live in your community and killing them. And everything will be justified because, as it was stated before, persons that's making the laws, they're going to protect the ones that enforce the laws. So when the rubber meets the road, you've done absolutely nothing. Now, as far as this, the caller before was saying gay marriage or whatever, hey, that's something that we could all get together on and say, hey, you know what? I don't like that. It's disgusting. It's not supposed to happen. But the bigger issues, like I said, gun violence, you're not going to stop weapons coming in. I don't give a damn who you are. And I don't care what your line is. You're not going to stop weapons coming into this country. But something like that, two men openly displaying how they care about each other, or even something on a low level,
Mr. Talk, your son is a little older now, so he might not be victim to it. He might not be victim to it, but I was talking to somebody that I know from a few years ago. They were telling me that their child was in the second, third grade, and they were teaching gay marriage to the children nowadays, and they didn't have to ask the parents whether it was okay or not. Now, in the 90s, they had to ask the parents, but now they don't have to. So things are being moved. The line is being moved further and further right in front of your face. They put it on TV. People accept it, and you got the preachers not saying anything against it, and your cousin might be like this. And so you don't want to hear when somebody say it's wrong because you love your cousin so much. And the famous line that all black men, older black guys, love to use, well, to each his own, as long as they keep it away from me, I don't care what they do. Well, okay, dummy, it's not up on you now. It's up on your children because your children are in school and they're teaching it to them. And you don't have a thing to say because you never said anything against it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the society that we live in.
Yes, I agree with you.
You can't fix gun violence because the white people going to get their money. I don't care how you want to say it, yes or no, right or wrong. The white people going to get their money from them goddamn guns. It's going to happen.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Lowe, because that are long-winded today. You agree. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give everybody the last words here. Cause we got to
give me their last words.
Whatever. No, that's all right. We're going to start with Beasley. Your last word, sir.
Oh, no, have a wonderful weekend. It's good to hear Lowe's voice again, even though he's crazy as hell sometimes. He has his opinion, and he sticks to it.
all right.
And, all facts. Don't be afraid to talk to your boy.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, Mr. Beasley.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too. All right. Mr. All Facts himself, a.k.a. Michael.
Yes, yes. I'm getting ready to, get ready for this hot day tonight. And I guess I'll listen to you guys Monday. Have a nice weekend. Lo, it's nice to hear from you. I like the way we always get it in. But I just want to say, Lo, and Renee, I guess, Renee, my kids are past 12. I know my sons are not homosexuals, okay? And no one's going to change that. It's their nature. Don't worry about that. And when you talk about the Bible and when you teach your children those verses and say the homosexuality is not good and they say, what is homosexuality? And you just start describing a man having sex with a man. You're actually talking about homosexuality. So you're going to have to talk about the subject to your kids at some point in time. And I agree, in this world and how they live in, having that conversation, you're just having that conversation. I think you have a little homophobic. But, you know, you guys have a nice weekend and take it easy.
No, thank you. All right, Maze, you up.
I say send your surrounding to school to prepare for everything that they throw after you. And if you can't change the guns coming into the community and anywhere, how you going to change the gayness from coming to what you see? I don't understand. And Low put that New Testament down because he only brought left one thing on this earth, and that was his law. And if you follow those, and you might find something in there that you break into, have a good one.
All right. Thank you. See you, buddy. Let's see. Anybody here? Hello? Okay, nope. All right, Lo. Yo, wait a minute. Hold up. It don't want to act right. Okay. All right, Shalo. You up.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't kill an animal or anything like that, so it won't help me.
okay.
Everything that's written is coming to pass. And the reason why I said, go to 1 Kings 8:47. It shows you exactly what you need to do to fix your problem. Again, this ain't for everybody. Whether they like it or not, it's not for everybody. homophobia, whatever word they want to put on it. I heard the caller using the phrase swagger the other day. Even Joe admitted that word back in the day was secretly we are gay, so I don't have swagger or any of that stuff. You know, I'm just a dude. That's it, period. Mm-hmm. But all in all, like I say, either you will teach your people, i.e. children or adults or adolescents, or somebody else will. And if somebody else teach them, if your enemy teach them, then your children will be foolish. I grew up foolish. I ain't going to lie about that. And a lot of us did, whether we choose to admit it or not. So you teach your children. I'm done.
All righty. Thank you, sir. And nice to have you back. Hopefully.
Absolutely. I've been hanging around. I just do like I want.
Oh, okay. Understood. Mm-hmm. All right. All right, man. I tell you. Whew, another interesting show here on Let's Talk. I mean, whew, I think we ran the gauntlet today, man. Wow. You know, the bottom line is, and as it shows today, showed on the show today, you know, too many minds going in too many different directions. And as long as that continues, we'll never accomplish anything. We may accomplish it individually, which is okay. But now it's time where we need to accomplish some things nationally, globally. But as long as we're going north, east, south, and west, we'll never get there. We'll remain at the bottom, looking up, talking about the same thing over and over again. All right. Well, it's been fun, y'all. I'm not going to play Parliament this time. I'm going to give y'all a break. But just remember, Monday, 2 p.m., Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, 1 Mountain Time. We got a Mad Monday on, so whatever you get mad about this weekend, hey, you can always come on and talk to us then. I want to thank everybody who participated in the show, in the chat room, and on the lines today. I also want to thank those who listen out on your different appliances, your different gear or equipment, you know, because I know you're out there, and I do appreciate you as well. All right, if y'all want to leave any comments, just send an email to ericlesstalk@gmail.com or stop by my Facebook, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. And look, you know, I'll be there looking for you. All right. Let's see, what else? I think that's about it. Just remember, keep smiling, show appreciation, and forgive with open heart. But make sure you forgive yourself before you forgive anyone else. All right? And that's going to do it for me. This has been Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and I am saying goodbye. Y'all have a great weekend. See you Monday.
Bye-bye.